Chapter 42. Bunny kept his left hand firmly on the doorbell, even as his right pounded on the door.
Come on, open up. I just want to.
He took a step back as the door opened a fraction, and through the chained gap, Sister Bernadette's intense little face, with those piercing blue eyes, peered out.
Oh, it's you.
Yes, sister. Sorry to disturb you. I just wanted to...
Hang on, hang on.
The door closed and Bunny could hear the chain being slipped off inside. The door reopened, slightly wider this time, allowing Sister Bernadette enough room to properly get her glare on.
It's past midnight. What on earth is the meaning of this?
I'm sorry, sister. It's Simone. She isn't in work and she didn't come home. Noel says he's not seen her all day, although he...
What?
He says he thinks she mopped the floors this morning as they'd been done when he got in. Look, is she in there?
No.
Would you tell me if she
was? Not if she didn't want me to.
I'm an officer of the law, you know.
And I'm an officer of God. If you'd like to meet him a lot sooner than expected, try and get in this door.
I just need to know she's okay.
I'm a nun. I'm not in the business of giving men what they need.
Look, I'm not playing around here, sister.
Bernadette stood back and swung the door open.
Neither am I.
Behind her, Sister Assumpta's large bulk dominated the hallway. She was pointing a shotgun straight at Bunny's head. Bunny looked at Bernadette, then Assumpta, then back to Bernadette.
What kind of fecking nuns are you?
Ever seen The Sound of Music?
Yes.
Not that kind.
Sister Bernadette beckoned Bunny closer, and he leaned in, as if he was expecting to be told a secret. Instead, he got walloped on the earhole.
Ouch!
That's for the bad language.
Jesus!
She stamped on his toe.
And that's for the blaspheming.
Mother of...
She couldn't weigh much more than a bag of spuds, but she had somehow managed to concentrate her entire mass on the area of his big toe. Bunny bit his lip and swallowed enough expletives to give him indigestion. He gathered himself and took a deep breath.
I'm sorry, sister. I'm just worried about her. Something has happened. Or maybe she thinks she's not safe anymore because...
Bernadette widened her eyes.
You know, don't you?
Bunny nodded. Bernadette blessed herself.
I don't care, though. I believe her, and I'll do everything I can to protect her. Just...
Bernadette looked him up and down.
I believe you would. You're one of the good ones.
Bunny looked at Assumpta, who was still regarding him down the barrel of the shotgun.
Is there any chance you could tell her that?
Bernadette looked back at her wingman, as if just remembering she was there. She pushed the barrel of the gun up.
Relax, sister. It's not him.
Then she turned back to him.
Now look, she isn't here. And no, you cannot check because we have guests. You'll just have to take my word for it. If she comes back here, we will of course take care of her. But we've not seen her in a few days.
Assumpta nodded, giving the first indication that she was in any way following the situation.
Maybe she will be back home when you get there,
said Bernadette, with what probably passed for her version of a soft smile.
There's no point getting yourself in a tizzy about this.
Okay,
said Bunny, running his fingers through his hair.
Well, if you see her, just tell her I'm worried about her.
I will. Good night.
Good night, sister.
The door started to close.
Wait!
Bernadette poked her head out.
Now what?
A minute ago, you said it's not him. Who were you expecting?
Bernadette looked around and then lowered her voice.
We have a guest upstairs from Donegal. She rang her mother a couple of days ago and told her where she was, which we discourage as a rule. But anyway, apparently her mother is the kind of woman who views the sanctity of marriage as more important than her daughter being used as a punch bag by some muscle-bound buffoon. Calls himself a weightlifter of all things. He's been banging on our door all day with flowers and threats, neither of which we're taking. Seems the overly aggressive type. I'd bet he's on those god-awful steroid things. They make you go gaga, apparently.
And they shrink your penis.
It was the first words Bunny had ever heard Sister Assumpta speak. He couldn't be sure, but he thought the accent was Italian. For a moment, he and Sister Bernadette looked at Assumpta's broad, friendly face in dumbfounded silence.
Well,
said Bernadette,
someone has been watching the channels further up the dial again.
Bunny turned his attention back to her.
Did you call the Gardaí about this?
Bunny paused, not wanting another clatter around the ear.
This fella?
Yes,
Bernadette said with a grimace.
And as soon as he actually tries to carry out one of these threats, they'll be right over. It's a wonderful system. He's been sitting out there for 2 days in his van, staring in. Poor girl is terrified. But don't worry. We've dealt with worse than him. You've got no idea.
Bunny took one of his cards out of his pocket.
Well, if you ever need help.
Bernadette took it.
Oh, don't you fear, Detective McGarry. I have plans for you.
She took his card between her nimble fingers and disappeared it into some unseen pocket in her habit.
Good night.
Good night, sister.
She closed the door. Bunny looked at his phone again. No missed calls. Maybe she was right. Maybe Simone would be at home when he got there. He turned around and headed back to his car. As he glanced up the street, he noticed a blue van with a large, shaven-headed man sitting in the front seat. He had to get home. Bunny got in the car and drove off. He got all of 200 metres before he pulled a U-turn. 5 minutes either way probably wouldn't make that big a difference. He reached into the back seat and grabbed the Hurley that was lying there.
Come on, Kathleen. We've got to make this quick.
A brief conversation ensued, which achieved its goal of the muscle-bound fella swinging first. What followed was a vivid and impactful demonstration of why muscle was no match for God-given natural malevolence.